From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Ari Snyder with the news on This Day in Maine, Friday, August 8th, 2025. Maine Attorney General Aaron Fry has launched Operation Robocall. As Nicolo Grisco reports, it's part of a multi-state effort to crack down on the problem.
Fry and 50 other attorneys general have sent warning letters to 37 voice service providers, demanding that they take action now to stop illegal robocalls from being routed through their networks. Fry says these voice providers have not complied with Federal Communications Commission rules, and that the companies are allowing robocallers onto their phone networks, then passing their calls onto other providers until they reach Maine people. Fry described the effort as an initial step to combat a significant volume of robocalls targeting Mainers. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Nicole Ogrisco.
The executive director of Maine's Commission on Public Defense Services is stepping down. According to an email shared with Maine Public, Jim Billings' last day will be October 10th, after which he'll head into private practice. Billings has served as executive director of the state's Public Defender Service since 2023. The last few years have been tumultuous for the commission. Earlier this year, a Superior Court judge ruled the state was failing to meet its constitutional obligation to provide representation to low-income defendants. Billings told the Bangor Daily News earlier this summer that the commission could run out of money to pay the private attorneys who agree to represent indigent clients. A small earthquake shook some towns in Hancock County late last night. According to the U.S. Geological Survey, the quake had a magnitude of 1.4 and was centered near the community of North Penobscot. The same area experienced an earthquake of nearly the same magnitude on July 3rd. Quakes below a magnitude of 2.0 are sometimes referred to as microquakes. In January, a magnitude 3.8 quake off the coast of York was felt throughout southern Maine and elsewhere in New England. A South Carolina man was arrested Thursday afternoon in connection with a bank robbery in Westbrook earlier that day. Gene Gendron, 61, was arrested after getting off of a bus in New Hampshire and will be extradited back to Maine and charged with robbery, according to Westbrook police. Yesterday's bank robbery was the third in the greater Portland area this week. Police have not said whether the events are connected. Sunshine Stewart, who was murdered while paddleboarding alone last month, would have turned 49 on Thursday. In honor of her birthday, family and friends organized a paddle for Sunny on Crawford Pond in Union. Nora Sachs joined the float and has this story.
It's a perfect evening for a paddle. Bright blue skies and just a hint of a breeze. And a fleet of paddleboards, canoes, and kayaks festooned with yellow flowers, balloons, and a few homemade signs are crowding the beach at Micmac Campground on the shores of Crawford Pond.
This is where Sunny took her last swim and her last paddle, and she paddled out to the island where we know we lost her.
Kathleen Gilbert is one of about 100 or so people who showed up to paddle together to celebrate Sunny Stewart's birthday and to show solidarity. Stewart's body was found on July 3rd near 100 Acre Island in the middle of the pond. Her violent death hit really hard for friends, family, and many others who didn't know her, especially women who love spending time outdoors, often alone. Gilbert knew her for almost a decade.
She was, a badass woman. She was strong and tough. She was an outdoors woman, very skilled. She could do anything. She could do anything in carpentry. She rebuilt houses from the ground up, remodeled. She was a helper of people, a lover of animals, an outdoors woman who could do anything. Very, very strong.
Stewart lived and worked around Midcoast Maine and spent time in the Virgin Islands. She was known as a Jill of all trades. A scientist, sternman, boat captain, and contractor, who her loved ones say was independent, empowered, adventurous, and also warm and deeply caring, a protector of joy. Amanda Dennison worked with Stewart years ago at Cappy's restaurant in Camden when she was 16, and Sunny, just 19, was tending bar.
She was just a beautiful person even then, like wise beyond her years. She just made you feel like you wanted to be a better person just by being around her, just by talking to her. Okay. Like, she just had that amazing spirit about her.
As the flotilla heads toward 100 Acre Island, more watercraft join along the way. Once there, we gather near Stewart's sister, Kim Ware, as the scent of burning sage fills the air.
So thank you everybody for coming. We wanted to make sure that the community out here was, you know, feeling better about coming out here.
Ian Hunt, a former roommate of Stewart's, nods in agreement.
Being able to reclaim this space in some way is important. And that's exactly what Sunny would want.
As Kathy Lunt, the owner of Mi'kmaq Campground, counts down.
Okay, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Sunny!
Paddlers toss their bright yellow sunflowers, daisies, and black-eyed Susans into the water in unison, spots of gold suddenly brightening the dark water. Back on land, Sunny's friends, family, and fans jump in the pond and then head home or to her campsite where a fire is kept burning. Carolyn Keefe says Stewart was her mentor in the trades and then became a close friend. They worked side by side for years. Sunny's most important lessons, she says, were about how to love and take care of each other.
She especially cared about her relationships with other women and, you know, it being inclusive in building women up and, you know, being a girl's girl. She was a fierce protectress of her tribe.
Her loss, Keefe says, is shocking. A reminder that if a strong and empowered woman like Sunny is vulnerable, that means we all are.
You're never as safe as you think you are, and at the same time, we have such little control, so you have to be able to enjoy life.
A memorial plaque has been placed on 100 Acre Island in honor of Sunshine Sunny Stewart. A celebration of her life is planned for Sunday, August 10th. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Nora Sachs.
And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Join us tomorrow morning at 8 for Weekend Edition on Maine Public Radio. I'm Ari Snyder. Thanks for listening.